Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Avery Hutt, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner power and calm. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of anxiety or frustration. Yeah, I get it. Life can be a wild ride. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of your feelings. That's exactly what we're diving into today, emotional regulation techniques that can help you navigate those emotional waves with grace and confidence. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to sail a boat without understanding the wind and the currents, right? Emotional regulation is like your mental compass and steering wheel, helping you chart a course through life's choppy waters. Ready to take control? Let's go. First up, mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty cool. Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. It's like hitting pause on the autopilot of your mind and really tuning into what's going on. Ever notice how sometimes we react impulsively without even thinking? Mindfulness helps you create that space between a trigger and your reaction, giving you a chance to choose a more conscious response. Next, let's talk about cognitive reframing. You know that feeling when something happens and your mind immediately jumps to the worst-case scenario? That's our negativity bias kicking, and it's like our brain is wired to focus on the potential threats. Cognitive reframing is all about challenging those negative thoughts and looking at situations from a more balanced perspective. Ask yourself, is there another way to interpret this? What evidence supports my thought? Could I be catastrophizing? By changing your thinking, you can change your emotional experience. Another powerful tool is self-compassion. We're often our own harshest critics, beating ourselves up for mistakes or shortcomings. But guess what? Everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Instead of berating yourself, try offering words of comfort and encouragement. Remember, you're doing your best and that's enough. Now let's talk about emotional expression. Bottling up your feelings isn't healthy. Find healthy ways to express your emotions, whether it's through journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, painting, dancing, or anything else that feels good for you. Expressing your emotions allows you to process them and move forward. Finally, take care of your physical well-being. When we're physically healthy, eating nourishing food, getting enough sleep, and moving our bodies, it positively impacts our mental and emotional state. Think of it like this. Your mind and body are interconnected. Taking care of one benefits the other. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling nervous about meeting new people. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and you're tempted to hide in the corner. But remember those emotional regulation techniques we just talked about. You take a deep breath, practice mindfulness, and reframe your thoughts. Instead of focusing on your anxiety, you remind yourself that this is an opportunity to connect with interesting people and learn something new. You engage in conversations with a genuine smile and open body language, even if it feels a little uncomfortable at first. By using these techniques, you transform your experience from one of dread into one of growth and possibility. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you manage your emotions like a pro. Mindfulness, cognitive reframing, self-compassion, emotional expression, and physical well-being. Remember, it's not about suppressing your feelings, but learning to navigate them with grace and strength. Take a moment to reflect on what resonated most with you. Which technique are you most excited to try? Think about how you can incorporate these strategies into your daily life starting today. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave us a review or join the conversation on social media. Your voice matters. Until next time, keep that inner power shining bright and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.